Of all the signature entrances of television characters, one of the most distinctive belongs to Cosmo Kramer. Season after season, Kramer would fling himself into Jerry Seinfeld's apartment. He tumbled into Seinfeld's life, raided his refrigerator, and often brought along a crazy scheme.
Maybe we should call this off.
Come on, what's the big deal? Just gonna put a little concrete in the washing machine.
Today, the first three seasons of Seinfeld are being released on DVD. The sitcom won 10 Emmy Awards during its 9 seasons on broadcast television. Some critics rank it among the best television shows of all time. It's the show that was famously about nothing except four of the most self-absorbed characters anywhere on television. In one episode, Seinfeld and Kramer plotted revenge against the owner of a laundromat.
What's going to happen?
Well, it'll mix up with the water, and then by the end of the cycle, it'll be a solid block.
If only you could put your mind to something worthwhile. You're like Lex Luthor.
The man who played Cosmo Kramer is Michael Richards. He came by our studios in New York.
I was told at the beginning of the show that Kramer was a guy who never went out of the building. He was afraid to meet the world at large. So I figured he didn't go out to buy clothing. So the clothing I wore was all from the mid-60s. The short pants came about because I figured he had grown. So believe me, I wasn't looking for a retro look. But yet I had to push to the limits to make the eccentricity come through. Little effects that I'd bring to Kramer, like things, little moments like that. It's a way in which I brought a presence to the script.
How were the first three seasons of this show different from the seasons that came after?
Well, the characters were developing is what was happening. And the popularity of each character, the audiences tuning in each week wanted to see those characters. So over the years, each character had a storyline, which was fascinating. For 22 minutes, you have three storylines taking place. You're over here with Kramer, you're over here with Elaine, you're over here with George and Jerry.
The characters that you all played, though, were such unpleasant people.
Yeah, I suppose people could vent through us in some way. I'm not sure. It really is true. They could be really negative. Moody blue.
Well, because these depictions of greed and selfishness and jealousy hit home for so many people, and because, I mean, people will constantly say, that reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld. I have to ask, as you go through your daily life, is there ever an occasion when you're this close to say, that reminds me of the episode where, or whatever?
I can't say that I find, I tell you, I'm very much apart from the character Kramer. I don't know the circumstances. I'm sorry. I can't go anywhere with that one. Let's try some more stuff.
Nobody can reach Wilkinson. He hasn't been home or in his office in the past 3 days.
You know, I can't believe you put your money in that Zentrex. You could have invested in my roll-out tie dispenser.
Roll-out tie dispenser. What was that one?
Okay, you're in a restaurant. You got a very big meeting coming up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You got mustard on your tie.
Oh, no.
You just tear it off and you got a new one right here. Then you're gone.
You're gone, all right.
I suppose somebody might disagree with me here, but I think a lot of critics would say that there is no sitcom on television that is remotely as good as Seinfeld at its best.
I see.
Well, do you think that it's harder today to put together a good sitcom than it was 15 years ago?
There's so much product out there, so many stations, so many programs. I don't think there are enough writers to go around to really do it up well. I mean, the days of three networks and what they had going there are over. And I don't think there's enough talent to go around either.
I was looking at a blog. There are still Seinfeld blogs and so forth out there, and one of the bloggers wrote this: some of the things that Kramer does are so uniquely original, I can't imagine they told him exactly what to do. And this person goes on to say he was especially good at falling and tripping over things.
Well, I think that's true. You can't be told how to take a fall. Sometimes I take a blow, but I survive them all.
Got to take a blow for the team.
Yeah, when I look at those old comics, the big knockabout clowns like Chaplin and Buster Keaton and Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, you know, they used to just stuff paper in their pants to take a fall. And today, you know, there's so much great sport gear that I would use to take on a fall that I managed to walk away with everything intact.
Sport gear?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, knee pads, shoulder pads, hip harnesses, you know, a lot of football gear. Sometimes if I'm taking a really hard fall, I'll wear a thin neoprene wetsuit underneath my clothes all the way around. Yeah, there are tricks to the trade when you're doing the physical comedy, and the spine is very sensitive anyway.
So what's next for you?
Right now I'm editing something I shot in Australia. I went down there to do promotional work for Seinfeld, actually, to get the DVD going there. And I shot the whole thing. I brought a couple cameras with me. I watched Lost in Translation
with Bill
before
Murray.
I
yeah,
went.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was fascinated with that premise. So I thought, why not go on this whole promotional tour and shoot the whole thing? And I'm editing it now into a documentary of sorts. And then we'll decide what to do with it, if it's to be released here in this country. I think it's definitely going to be released in Australia.
When you say you're not the character Kramer, how are you different?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't come through the door like that.
That's good for your health.
I dress differently, and I mean, you know, Kramer would go undercover to help his friends out, and the kind of wacky schemes he would come up with to make a buck. I don't live across the hall from someone that I, every time they come home, I'm coming through the door as fast as possible to meet up with them. No, I'm afraid I just created a character, and I had a great time doing it.
Michael Richards played Cosmo Kramer on Seinfeld. The first three seasons have just been put out on DVD. Mr. Richards, thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
You can hear more of that conversation with Michael Richards and see scenes from Seinfeld by going to npr.org.